You were at all?
No.
I didn't think I was either. And then I got back down to Atlanta, and I'm starting to pick back up on it now. Uh-huh. When I got back down to Atlanta, and they knew right off where I was from.
Uh-huh. Now, why is that? That's the environment, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's all it could be.
Well, you talk like
talk like what you hear.
Well, not only that, but you talk like what you want people to hear.
Probably right. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be, I guess you want to feel accepted. And so, like you said that you like this community an awful lot, and so you want to fit in, I suppose.
Right.
And so you feel as natural as you can here.
That's right.
Okay. I think we'll go on with this.
Okay.
Too late. That's interesting, though. That's one of the basic premises of studying languages.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can understand the change of it. If not understand the change of it, just understand it. You have to understand the change. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to leave off here. What's the last question to ask? You were?
No.
We're talking about dying.
That's right.
Okay. When a person's, let me see, he says, I think the last one he says, I don't know what he died of or died with.
Mm-hmm.
A place where people are buried, what do you call it?
Cemetery.
Okay. Do you have any other name that you might call that?
Graveyard.
Okay, like around a small church, you might call it something else.
A cemetery, graveyard, that's all.
Okay. The box of people when they're dead, they're put in.
Coffin.
Okay. Okay. How about what do you call this? The service, the burial service.
Funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black, one of these things you
mourning.
Said.
Mourning.
Okay. You ever heard them saying they're taken on? Okay.
No, haven't.
Okay. If someone meets you on the street and says, "Well, how are you today?" and if you're feeling just about average, you say, "Oh, I'm
okay."
Okay. Do you ever say something like fair middling?
No, I've heard it, but I never used it.
If someone troubled, you might say, "Oh, well, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry about it."
How about this diseases of the joints? Old people get
arthritis, rheumatism.
Okay. How about a disease that's you get a very sore throat and sometimes you get blisters on the inside of your throat and children used to a long time before they had
strep throat.
Well, it was a long time before they had inoculations and stuff where children used to die of it and be like epidemics of it. And they would
dip there.
Right. Okay. How about a disease that makes you yellow and your skin's turning yellow?
Jaundice.
Okay. You say it again, please.
Jaundice.
Okay, because I was talking the same
thing.
How about a disease that you get down lower in here and you have to have a cut out?
Appendicitis.
Okay. Any other name you might have heard for that? Okay. If you eat something that you don't agree with, say you drink too much alcohol or something like that, and you get real sick, you go outside the building or something, you
vomit.
Okay. Any other names for that you might use for that?
No.
Okay. These are like neutral terms. Like what would you use for if you were in the house with somebody real sick and you want to be, you're talking around people and you say he's going to vomit, but you want to use another term and be kind of polite about it, don't you?
Well, my wife used to call it spit up. I don't know what I would use.
Okay. Ever heard someone say be ill? I'm going to be ill.